around the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Sholach Rav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giurei Mishmed Rav Yochanan Klei Pishton Mutz Lechavsim B'Chol Shomoyed. You're allowed to wash linen clothing on Chol Hamoed because they don't have a lot of bother to clean them. They're easily cleanable. Losiv Rava Matpechos Hayadayim Matpechos Hasvarim or Saporim. You have handkerchiefs covers for books or a Sefer Torah cover for a Sefer Torah that's used constantly, gets dirty constantly, Matpechos Hayadayim or hand towels that constantly get dirty, or the barber's thing that you put around you, that also for people who need a haircut on Chol Hamoed, they constantly get dirty, can't use them more than once. Honey in, Kli Pishtan Lo, it says in the Mishnah, only these things can you wash. If it would have been that all linen clothing could be washed, you should have mentioned in the Mishnah. Omar Le, Abaye, Masnis, Nafil, Deshar, meaning. No, the Mishnah is saying, even other things that normally you can't wash, things of wool or whatever, other kinds of cloth. Even those things, if they're woolen hand towels or whatever, those you could wash them. But clay pishdot is understood that it's okay. It's not, doesn't go into the cloud, not washing. Omer mar hidya l'didi chazi li yama shel tveria de mafki lo mishich le de money kisna de chola de moad. I saw that in the yam of Tveria, in the Kinneret, they used to wash linen clothing, what's it called, the baskets full of linen clothing on chola moed. Maskif lo abaya, man leimalon de barotzen chachom mavdi, who said that was okay to do? Maybe they did it shalom, dilma shalom barotzen chachom mavdi. Maisa, the halacha is that you're allowed to wash linen clothing on Chol Hamoed, but the minig is not to wash linen clothing on Chol Hamoed, and that's the meila, the halacha is like the minig. And the minig-wise, we don't wash even linen clothing on Chol Hamoed, unless it fits into one of the other categories. Klei pishtun l'nofish tircha rashi. It's very easy to wash linen clothing, not a lot of tircha, and therefore they didn't answer it. Matpechos hasvarim shel pishtun. Right? Normally, the mantle of the Sefer Torah, or these barber cloths, were made of linen. Honey in, avol shar klei pishtan lo. Mashma, only these things of linen are allowed, but stam linen not. I feel the shar meaning. So the Gemara answers no, that the Mishnah is talking where these things were made of wool. Kolomer metpechos the shar meaning of the tzemer. I forgot the nofish tircha shor the chavs. Even though there's a lot of bother to wash wool, still, if these things are exceptions. Avol shar kelim the shar meaning lo. But linen, no matter what it is, you're allowed to wash. Mishichli safolin, basins full of clothing of linen. Okay. And again, the halacha is, for all practical purposes, that you can't wash clay pishton unless some of the other conditions apply. Ve'ilu kosh moed, kedushay noshim, these are the things you're allowed to write on Chol Hamoed. Kedushay noshim, right, you're allowed to make kedushin on Chol Hamoed. We'll see the Gemara discusses what exactly Kedushay Noshin is. The Pasha is a Shtar Kedushin. The Gittin, you can write a Get on Chol Hamoed, right? Even though it's a Shuvah Shai Levein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, but in any case, you're allowed to write a Get on Chol Hamoed. The Shovrin and the Shover, you're allowed to write a receipt. Daitiki, Daitiki is a Tzavah, right? What's it called? Somebody writes his last will and testament. Matana, Shtar Matana, Prusbel, right, in order to see that Shemitah shouldn't cancel a debt. Igros Shum, the Igros Mazon, Rashi will explain what these are. Igros Shum is where you assess a property and write down how much the assessment is. And Igros Mazon is somebody who pledges to feed his stepchildren. Shtori Chalitza, Miunim, Shtori Beirin, Zeros based in the Igro Shel Rishus. And all these other things, a chalitza, a shtar that attests to the fact that a chalitza was done, or a miyun, a girl's married before by her mother or brothers, her father died. So nobody can marry her off minat Torah, only her father when she's a ketana, and her brother or mother marries her off when she's a ketana. That's only the Rabbanan. If before she reaches 12, she decides she doesn't want the guy, she just picks up and leaves. That's called miyun, and we write a shtar that she was mamayim. Starry Beirurin, if you have a Borerut, and you have to write off who's this one's choice and who's this one's choice and who the choice of the two people are. Zeris Beisdin, Igra Shel Rishus. The Yerushalmi says Igra Shel Rishus means friendly letters. You're allowed to write a friendly letter. And it's called Tzorech Yontif because Simchas Yontif. It's nice to, what's it called, or another reason that it's mutter is because people aren't medactic so much how they write it. Not something that has to be written professionally. And therefore, it's a mice ahead you completely, and you're allowed to write a friendly letter on Chol HaMoed, even if the other person is not going to get it on Chol HaMoed. But just the writing of it is a simcha for a person. And others say Igro Shel Roshus means government documents. And the reason you're allowed to write these things, most Rishonim learn because they're Dover HaAved. We'll see Rashi says. They're a Dover HaAved. They have to be written. Otherwise, they may not be written now, and you may not find Edim later or whatever. And the Rambam says because they're Tzorchei Rabbim. Tzorchei Rabbim means even though each individual thing is a Tzorich for individual, but since Rabbim need these kinds of things, that's called Tzorchei Rabbim. Rashi, Kedushei Noshim, Shekosu B'Shtar, Ariyat Mekudeshes. The Mishnah, the Havamina for sure is that it means a Shtar Kedushin, that you write in the Shtar, Ariyat Mekudeshes, and you give it to the woman, and that's how the Isha Nikdesh B'Shtar. Taitiki Shtar Tzavah, a will. Pruzbalin, Shekosu Malva B'Shtar, She'eno Meshamit, V'lomashmet Le'Shmita. You write a Shtar, you're giving over your Shtaros to Beis Din, and therefore the Shemitah doesn't cancel it. Igro shum bekach shomu based in Sada Zoo, v'noshim la'achin bekach kenegdo. This is an assessment, how much an appraisal of property that's being divided in an estate. Igros mazon ploni kibul lazon bas ishto. Person accepts upon himself to feed his stepchildren. Shtar berurin biru based in chelik ozev v'chelik ozev ozev. Shtar berurin means that based in had a psak of which portion in the state belongs to this one, which one to this one. Others say Beirut means Borut, where you write who's going to be the representatives of each side. Zeris based in Piske Dinim. The Psak Din can be written on Chol HaMoed. The Igra Shel Roshus, Sivi Vikim Shel Shulton. Rashi learns Igra Shel Roshus means government documents, and others learn the Rishalmi says that it means a friendly letter. Omer Shmuel, Mutter La'aris Isha B'Cholo Shel Moed. You are allowed to get engaged, engaged meaning Torah engagement, Eris, which is Hariyat Mekudeshli. The woman gets a ring or anything worth money or a star, right? You're Makadish, a woman. She's not yet Nisuin, can't live with her, but the Erisin you have. Why? Shema Yikad Menu Acher. Because maybe if you don't marry her, somebody else will hop a rhyme and get her before you. Mursus Lema Sayayale, the Elu Kosma Moe Kedushe Noshim. So the Farish in the Mishnah that you're allowed to write Kedushe Noshim, meaning you're allowed to get married. Because now we think Kedushe Noshim means a Shtar Kedushin. Right? So Mara says, no, my love story Kedushin Mamish, well, story Psikta. It's talking about a Tanoim that they wrote after the Erison. And then they wrote the Tanoim, what you're gonna, each one's going to give his children, his daughter, as her dowry. That you're allowed to write in Chol HaMoed, that's after the marriage. Or before the marriage. Nothing to do with the Kedushin itself. So it could be that you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. And when it says Shtari Kedushin, it means a Tznoyim. Because Rav Gidl Amarav, Dom Rav Gidl Amarav, Kama Tanosin Levincha, Kach Vekach, Kama Tanosin Lebitcha, Kach Vekach, Omdu Vekidshu, Konu, Hein Hein Advarim Nikim Bamira. They make up a Tznoyim, and then when the Kedushin takes effect, the Tznoyim, all the conditions of the Tznoyim take effect. And you don't need any special kinyan. These are things that just by making up together and agreeing to it, the kedushin itself then makes it effective. Okay, Rashi. Kedushin Noshim, Shekosev, Kidrav Gidl, Shekosev, Tznaize, Bishtar. You write these tnoim down in the shtar. Niknim Bamira, below kinyan, you don't need a kinyan. Okay. Leim Messayele, Ein Noshim Noshim Bemoed, not allowed to make the suin on Chol HaMoed. Right, that's chuppah and sheva brachas. Lo besulos, lo amonos, lo miyabnim, mesha simcha hilo, because nisuin is a simcha. You already now are able to live with the woman. Kol la'are shori, mashma, that erisin, which is not yet the stage where you can live with the woman, it's not a simcha, therefore you could get married on Chol HaMoed. Where it says, no, lo mi boyikomer. lo mi boyla aris the lo kovik mitzvah erisin, which is not a mitzvah, right? Surely you're not allowed to do on Cholamoid. El afilu lisa nomi, the Ka'ovid mitzvah. Nisuin is a mitzvah, because it's the prelude to Pru'urvu. Right, Osir. Still that's Osir too. So it's clear from this Gemara that Erisin is not a mitzvah. Yet the Rambam counts Erisin as a mitzvah. A mitzvah to have Erisin. They asked the Rambam from this Gemara, and he said that there's a mitzvah, if you have to have Pru'urvu as a mitzvah. In order to have Pru'urvu, you have to make Nisuin. In order to make Nisuin, you have to make Kedushin. So in order to, what's it called, to make, to have Pru or Vu, you have to have Erisin and Nisuin. Both of those then becomes mitzvahs. But the finality of the mitzvah isn't until Nisuin, because that's when you're able to live. So it means Erisin only starts the mitzvah, but doesn't complete it. Nisuin completes the mitzvah already, and still you're not allowed to do it. Okay. Toshma, the Tonad Vei Shmuel, Ma'arsin avalo konsin. You can make Erisin, but you can't make Nisuin. The Ein Oshim Sudas Erisin. You can't make a Suda. The Suda is a Simcha. And Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Or V'Samachta B'Chagecha V'Lo B'Ishtecha. Whichever the reason we said before. V'Lo M'Yavnim Ish Simcha Yilo. You can't make Yibum. Also it's a Simcha. Shema Minoa that Erisin is Mutter. Is it possible that somebody should marry somebody who was meant for somebody else? Right, a bas call announces before a person is born, who is destined to marry this one, who's destined to marry that one, whose field is going to belong to who. Some learn that it's not stam every field, right? There's a gzera of whose field is going to be. It's talking about the nedunya. Talking specifically about who's going to marry who and what the dowry is going to be, who's going to get this field from before they're born in order to take care of the dowry. And why it says bas ploni, why don't you say ploni sloploni? Or bas ploni leben ploni? Why bas ploni? Because this gzera is done when the zohar is formed, even if the girl isn't yet conceived. So she's still only bas ploni. She's not yet plonis. But the gzera goes after when the man is formed. Ela shem yikadmenu acha barachmin. Enochanami. You can't, get somebody else's basheret. But you can daven shem yikadmenu acha barachmin, and we'll see what the implications of that are. Rashi learns one way, and most Rishonim learn a little bit differently. We'll see who Rashi's first. Yehud the Rava. But what's the case of Yikadmenu Acher Barachamin? That you can get engaged, you can get Erisin on Chol HaMoed, because if not, then we're afraid somebody else will daven, right? Shem Yikadmenu Acher Barachamin. What does that mean? The Hadar Rava Shmaya Lahu Gavra, the boy Rachmi, person was davening, V'omer Tezamen Li Palnisa. Right? Rabban Shalom, please give me this woman as a wife. Omer Lelosi Boy Rachmi Hachi. So Rava told him, that's not a proper way to daven. If she's meant for you, you're not going to lose her. So you don't have to daven for it. It's an unnecessary prayer. The ilo kofar to bashem. That's one way of learning. And if not, you're going to feel that the Rabban Shem didn't answer your tefillahs, and you're going to become kofar in the power of tefillah. Something so important to you, right, shouldn't daven specifically for this thing, because if it's not meant for you, if it is meant for you, you don't need a daven. If it's not meant for you, it's not going to help, and you're going to, what's it called, be kofar b'Hashem. Now, according to that, we shouldn't daven for anything, because if it's meant for us, it's meant. But pashtus by an isha is more than other things we'll see. It's more hashgacha protis. Other things, davening can change or whatever. This can't change. But on the other side, if you don't get what you want, right, so then you're going to be kofar b'Hashem, then you should never daven for anything. Maybe God will say no, and you'll be kofar b'Hashem. So therefore, the other Rishonim learn kofarta bo, not b'Hashem. Right, if she's meant for you, you'll get her. And if she's not meant for you, and you marry her anyway, and then it's possible to marry somebody who's not meant for you, it's going to end up bad off. Right, kofarta bo, you're going to end up hating her, and either die, you're going to die, she's going to die, or you're going to get divorced. Boser hachi shami dekomer, o ihu limus mikamo, o ihu tomus mikamei. So now the shayla is what happened over here. According to the first pshat, that he davened, and Rava's problem with it was that either way, it's not a good tefillah, right? So, what's it called? Then he saw that the guy said, I can't take it if she'll marry somebody else. So better either she should die before she gets married, or I should die and not see her marry somebody else. So, therefore, Shemi Kadmenu Acha Barachmim, if you don't make the Erusin now, somebody may daven that she should die before you're able to have Erusin with her. That's how Rashi learns. And according to the other ones, right, the pshat is that you can get engaged on Chol HaMoed and avoid all of this davening that who knows what may happen. Somebody else may daven and chaper arayin, and he'll end up not, what's it called, not liking her or whatever, but it's possible to grab somebody else's basher from them. Rashi. The ka'ovid mitzvah, the osik b'pir v'rivya. The main mitzvah is pruvu. Nisuin makes that effective, and erusin is one step before. Kofarta b'ashem be'amona. You'll be kofar that the Rabbanu Shalom is not faithful. The ka'omar d'lomisayeh atzlusa klum. You'll say, davening doesn't help. Ho v'lo mezamnele. Kolomar hash t'tzalino alo v'lo istayeh milsai. Davening for him, nothing to help. Omar ilo minatzva. If I can't marry her, oh, ihi tomus mikamoy, let her die before me, that, what's it called, I shouldn't see her marry somebody else. Lo erzei kadmis anasva la'acher v'tzarba. Oh, ihu, atzmo yomus, or I should die, mikmeidim anasva ihi, before she gets married to somebody else, better I should die than see her marry somebody else. Lo hachi ma'aris b'moed, therefore you're allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, shelo yukadmenu acher b'rachmim shetomus ihi. That somebody else shouldn't daven, that she should die first before she marries him. Not that somebody can take away his basher. He can take her away, that she'll die. That's possible. Okay. Omar Lei, so Rava said to this guy, and he heard him now saying this worst part of the tefillah, Lava minolach losi boy alo the mil sahachi, I told you not to daven. This is what's going to come to this. This kind of davening, right, is not a proper davening. Omar Rav Mishum Rav Ruvain ben Itzrobli min haTorah u'min haNeviim min haKsuvim Hashem Ish o'le'ish. Right? That it's Hashgacha. Who marries who? We know it from the Torah, Neviim, and K'suvim. Now, l'chor, everything is Hashgacha. But why over here is different? Right? That a mitzvah is not necessarily Hashgacha, because HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mira Shemayim. And since getting married is a mitzvah, so it's possible it's not min haShemayim. Do what you want. The Gemara says, no, even so, even though it's a mitzvah, who in the end you marry up is Hashgacha Pratis. Min haTorah d'chsiv, v'yan lovin u'besur, v'yomru mi'Hashem, yotza dover. See, that, what's it called? That the fact that Rivka was for Yitzchak was min Hashem. Min haNeviim d'chsiv, v'ov v'im olu yodu, ki mi'Hashem, he, by Shimshon. Right? He wanted to marry the Plishti, and they said, you know, there's no Jewish girls you could marry. And he said, no, she's found favor in my eyes, and they didn't know that the Rabbanu Shalom orchestrated this. Min haksuvim d'chsiv, bayis v'hom nachlus avos, right, a house and money you can inherit from your fathers, u'mei Hashem isha maskevus, but the Rabbanu Shalom is the one who directs who you marry. V'omer Rav Mishum Rav Ruvain ben Yitzroboli, v'amri lo masnisa tana, omer Rav Ruvain ben Yitzroboli. Some say that Rav said it in the name of Rav Ruvain ben Yitzroboli, and some say the Brisa said it in the name of Rav Ruvain ben Yitzroboli. Ein lo v'nechshav b'dover el kenoso. Nobody is suspected of something unless he actually did it. V'im lo asa kulo asa miktsoso. If he didn't do the whole thing, he did part of it. V'im lo asa miktsoso hira b'libo lasoso. If he didn't do part of it, he thought about doing it. V'im lo hira b'libo lasoso ro acherim shoso v'soma. And if he didn't think about doing it, he saw other people doing it, and he was happy. He didn't. He said to himself, "Wow, I wish I could have done that." So there's also the thing of Choshev B'Ksheirin. Moshe Rabbi Yaakov, Vayichapu Bnei Yisrael, Dvorim Asher Lo Kein Al Hashem Elokeihem. Right? They suspected the Rabbanu Shalom of things that were not true. So when you say the Rabbanu Shalom saw people do it and was happy, then obviously you can be Choshev somebody, even the Rabbanu Shalom, for things that are not true. So Moshe Hashem Lachachis. No, it's talking where the person didn't do it on purpose. Over there, they knew the Rabbanu Shalom didn't do it, and they said it anyway, l'hachis. So l'hachis, you can't control it. People do l'hachis. Right? Who the other? Toshma, v'yikanu l'moshe b'machne, l'aron kadosh Hashem, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak omar, melamed shekol echad kino l'ishto mi Moshe. everyone suspected Moshe Rabbeinu of being an adulterer with his wife. Right? What that exactly means is not so partial, but in any case, the Gemara is taking kipshuta. So they were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu of Eishes Ish. And obviously Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see somebody do that and was happy. So how could it be? Hasam Yishum Sina. If you hate somebody, then it's not that you're choshed him because he is Ma'orah the Chshad. You're choshed him because you hate him. That's possible. It's not possible for a person to create a chshad about somebody else, right? Either because he knows that it's not right and he did it anyway, or because he hates the person. Toshma, Om Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chelki, Misha Choshdun, Oso, Bedover, Ve'enbo. I would like to be somebody who people suspect and unjustly, right? Because then you get a lot of schus. Om Rabbi Papa, Ledidi, Chashdun, V'lo Havibi. Right, they were choshed me for something, and I didn't do it. And if according to this rule, he did at least part of it, or he thought about it, or he was happy. Lokash, hobe kala de posik, hobe kala posik. The idea is like this: the chshad has to be not just that somebody suspects you, but it creates a rumor that persists, that doesn't go away. We're going to discuss how long that is. Right, but if it's a rumor that just the chshad and it doesn't persist, it goes away. That's possible. That can happen even to a person who didn't do anything. But a person who didn't do anything is not going to have a rumor that's going to persist about him. The call of the posik got come. What's called call of the posik? How long does the rumor have to persist to fall into the category of something that, unless the person did at least part of it, is not going to be nechshad, unless it's by people who hate him or by people who want to be choshed and know that there's nothing wrong. Omer Abaya, Omer Li Aim, Abaya said, my nursemaid said, Domi de Mosi Yomu Palga. A day and a half of straight, the rumor doesn't go away. Bahani Mila Glo Posit Beni Beni. That's only if it didn't stop in between. If it stopped in between, even if it's what's it called, a day and a half, but it wasn't a full day and a half, that doesn't count. Ava Posit Beni Beni Leslinbo. The Chi Posit Beni Beni, even if it stopped in between, Lo Amran El Glo Posit Bachmas Yira. Our pasuk b'zira lo. Right? That's only if it wasn't stopped because people threatened that if they don't stop the rumor, they're going to get whatever. They're going to send thugs after them or whatever. If that's the case, then it didn't stop really. It was suppressed, but it didn't stop. Below amrin el below hother novet. That's only if it didn't spring up again. Right? It stopped and it's finished. It stopped in less than a day and a half and it never came back. Then that's a rumor that could be about somebody, and even if they didn't do anything. But a rumor that persists for a day and a half, right, and is not suppressed, that is not going to happen unless the guy hates you, or he makes it up on purpose, or you actually did some part of it. All of this is only we don't have enemies. But if you have enemies, then the enemies made up the chshad. So just because you hear rumors about people, right, most people have enemies, most people have people who hate them, and most people have people who would love to make up stories, so then most of this doesn't apply. Okay. Rashi, nechshad b'dvar avera, right, that he's suspected of doing something wrong. V'hachis ovid v'yadid lohaya, right, the Rabban Shom, they suspected him, not because they thought he did it, they were lahachis, they knew it wasn't true. And they made up these things and blamed the Rabbanu for things they knew weren't true. The call of the Pasik, lo hayabe. If it's rumor that stops, that doesn't persist, that's possible that people, even or not your oivim, could be choshed with that, and temporarily people could be suspected, and they didn't really do it. Call the lo Pasik, hayabe. But if it's a persistent rumor, and you don't have enemies, and all the other conditions, then it's only possible the person should be suspected if something is true. Domi chshad, k'mal yisa bas doma. Doma means a suspicion. Avahadar novat, the boss of the pasik hiskukala, novat nishma dimyon, k'mal meseches tainis, hay tsum rabbonan domi leparcido de tuse kala, kiva de novat novat, it's like a seed. Tsum rabbonan is like a seed. Right? Once it starts to sprout, it sprouts. So the idea, it sprouts up again, it's heard again. The rumor was suppressed for a while, and then it sprouted up again. Pirish Zevazel Loshin Semach. It means to grow, to sprout.